Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, hope everybody's doing well out there. Say, is it raining? Huh? No rain?
It's dark.
Yeah, it is dark.
So am I.
Going to the Warriors game tonight. Looking forward to that. 49ers on the road.
You going to say hello to Evan?
I think I might, yeah.
You get there before.
I don't want to mess with
him. Yeah, that's what I said. Leave him alone.
We're talking about the Warriors. They play, like I said, the Magic tonight. And
looking for 2 in a row.
Draymond Green will probably be in the starting lineup, you would figure.
Stoney's shaking, man, because it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen.
And yet you won't bet me. You're so sure of yourself, but you won't bet me.
No, your bet is predicated on you something slipping through the cracks, per se. Yeah. I'll bet you right now, but it has
to be. He might not start tonight.
It has to be performance related.
It's going to be.
Okay, so we got a bet? So you really think this could get worse for him? I think,
he's going to get better from this point on.
On their scoreboard, Stoney, there might be no red siren.
Yeah, okay. And that, I mean, do you really think the Warriors are that dumb that they don't believe Draymond Green is playing at a level below what he's used to playing at?
No, they see it. All right. When you say it that way, see it. But what's the bottom line if you don't do anything about it?
You're gutless, and you deserve everything you get. Now, I'm assuming under this, I'm not saying they should just do it.
Yeah.
I'm saying I just don't understand why you're putting everything on the table except that. Why? Let's go to Handy in Oakland's been hanging. What's up, Handy? How you doing, man?
Hey, man. First, I love the show. Want to give y'all props.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Steiny, you're making me upset with you.
Oh, no.
I want to do the goo and yell at you, but I'm not going to do that.
Don't yell. It's the holiday, baby.
It's the holidays, goo. But listen, I've been watching the Warriors since Run TMC. I went through Latrell choking out Carlissimo, right? Baron Davis, all of that. Klay, Steph, and Dre built the house. They built the radio show that we're on right now. And the way we're talking about Draymond, shipping him off and tossing him to the side like he's a dirty dish rag is disrespectful. We got to stop it.
Hey,
we got to stop it.
Handy, I made a point of saying I'm talking about 5 minutes, 28 to 22 to 24. Maybe taking a look at him off the bench. I'm not putting him out to pasture.
That's not how it's coming off.
Mm.
You're like, oh, he's horrible. He's this, he's that. And let me give you some stats, because I know you like your numbers. Draymond and Kuminga are tied for the leading rebounders on this team. Oh, by the way, Steph and Draymond are tied for the leading turnover makers on this team. What do you want Draymond to do? The young guys aren't good. They're in the way of the lanes. He's playing all positions, and he is older. We don't have the roster to have Draymond play the role he's supposed to play. Mm. Last thing I'll say, Steph Curry don't want to play with nobody else but Draymond, and he is the GOAT. So what are you going to tell Steph? Hey, yo, Steph, no? You're not going to tell Steph no.
I mean, well, thanks. Hey, Handy, have a great holiday, buddy. Thanks for the call. I mean, I'm not convinced Curry can make that decision.
Well, I would just say this to you, because I'm loving what you're putting down, but I just think you're a day late, dollar short in regard to, I mean, what else are you waiting on? In regard to saying that statement right there, like, to me, that's Curry speaking. Draymond's protected, and he probably would have it no other way in regard to, you know, him not having say. Because this would be, you got to admit, this would be just, if you close your eyes and think about if the breaking news sounder played and he wasn't starting and we found out it was for performance. Stani, I know we're in the Bay, but that would be 8.8 on the Richter scale of,
why?
Oh, thank you. They finally stood up.
I wouldn't.
And maybe people disagree with me.
Well, maybe
but
because you're making a big deal out of it. It's like he's 36. No, come off the bench.
But that's
it's really not that hard. Chris Paul did it last year.
Yeah,
Chris Paul did it.
Nah, I hear you. But he ain't had the success Dre's had with this team. We're talking about a major figure actor in a movie that's been going on a decade. You don't just write that guy
out the script without
it being a big deal. That's all I'm saying.
So then the conventional wisdom that we've always had, you know what? You can put up with Draymond as long as he's this guy. No, you got to put up with Draymond, even if he's not the player he was. Okay, I didn't know that. I thought guys who lost their effectiveness, then they started to pay the price for that. But I guess not. I guess somebody's gotten grandfathered in. This from Moses DeWitt, $5. Draymond has been the problem. He pushed out KD, JP, Bob. In the words of Clay, he's washed. I don't know about if he's washed.
I'm not bringing up old stuff.
But I'd love to, you know, love to give him a crack at it off the bench.
But just talking to Evan Giddings, who will be filling in for Tim Roy tonight on the Warriors radio play-by-play broadcast by himself. Steiny, he said, think about how many players or starters there are in the league, and he's at the bottom of what he's giving you offensively. That's a major problem.
I know. But we can't do anything about it. We can't.
Or we don't want to.
Of course they want to.
That's all I'm trying to present.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You might be right. They might not want to.
And that's a turnoff. But not enough for me to turn off all the way, because I love this team. And I love what Draymond's done. But I ain't dumb. They are placating to him and who he's been. Not what he is now.
Let's go to Gene in Oakland.
Gene.
Hey, Gene, how you doing?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
All right. Happy holiday, baby.
Happy holidays. Hope for the best for Evan tonight.
Yeah.
And just a quick thank you to you, Guru, for bringing all these old-school references like the Jeffersons.
That
I don't know how many people appreciate it, but I certainly do.
Right on. I needed that.
Yeah. I even go back to All in the Family.
Yeah.
That was a spinoff.
Meathead. Yeah.
Meathead, you got it. Yeah.
R.I.P. Meathead.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. All right, so I wanna support you here, Steiny. It feels like you're the only guy that, frankly, gets it, that these guys are old. Sure, three of them are going to the Hall of Fame, but, you know, they're on the downside of their career. They're in the twilight of their career, and you need to adjust accordingly. You can't put Draymond out there, or even Steph, or for that matter, you know, Jimmy, for 33 to 35 minutes a night if they don't have it that night. Okay, you can see, for example, in Steph, had those two wonderful games against Portland and Minnesota. What, he put up like 80-something points? And then all of a sudden he went from Hall of Fame Steph to, you know, volume shooter Steph the last two games. You could see he was worn down. But he still was out there for 33, 35 minutes. Same thing with Dre. I mean, it's up to Kerr, I think, to gauge these guys and act accordingly. If they don't have it on any particular night, give them 20, 25 minutes, maybe up to 30, but sit them down. I mean, and let the younger guys go in there and do something.
Mm.
Kerr last week said something to the effect, you know, why aren't you playing Will Richard? Well, because he wants to honor the veterans. Well, okay. I don't agree with that. A lot of people don't agree with it. That's not a formula for winning, all right? You want to win, play the guys that are playing the best. Will Richard went in that last game, and we wouldn't have won without him, okay? And as far as the center position, I like what Post is doing. He's developing. He's getting better and better. He may be a good, solid, you know, traditional center for us moving forward. But all these guys need time. They need time to develop. Give them that time. You know, go with the growing pains as necessary. In the meantime, I'm not saying sit the veterans. If Curry is looking like he's going to give you a 40 to 50-point game, leave him out there. But if it looks like he's dragging, you can see his body language. He's not getting under his jump shots, and he's, once again, a volume shooter, shooting 25 to 30%. Tell him to sit down and just save it for the next game. Anyways, my thoughts.
Appreciate you, Gene. Have a great holiday.
We didn't get a chance to react. I just want to throw it to you briefly. What did you make of Kerr saying why Richard was out of the starting lineup? Because he was going to the guys that had been there. What were your, like?
That's who he is.
And that's
I've been
what
saying
I
for 15 years, Kerr will lean veteran. Always. That's who he is. Like, that's his MO.
But is that the, I guess my question, bigger question is, was it the right thing to do if some of the vet dudes weren't bringing it? And why mess up Will Richard and what, like, he was a sacrificial lamb for a few games because of what he was not, and he had nothing to do with that.
I mean, what I think is going on.
And then he comes out and balls. Go figure.
What I think is going on is before Will Richard started taking his DNPs, Steve Kerr basically said, I'm giving everybody a shot at this rotation, but I can't give 14 guys a night a shot at this rotation. And so who didn't play? Seth Curry didn't play. I think that might have been when Spencer was hurt, personal reasons. Mm-hmm. Will Richard didn't play. And so I think that he just said, I'm going to go with 10 or 11 guys. He did that. And then there was an opportunity for Will Richard to play, and now Will Richard stepped up.
Yeah.
And I don't think Will Richard's going to start tonight, but I do think he'll play. Maybe he'll start. I don't know. It's not a big deal to me. But the other thing, you know, as it relates to Draymond, it's like I'd love to know how many – how about this? Can anybody meet me halfway? How about stop playing him at five altogether? How about right now just stop playing him at five? Don't play him at five anymore. That would cut down some minutes, cut down the hardest part of his defense. And you know what? He's getting swallowed up anyway when he plays center.
Right.
He must play with TJD or with Post. Or if Horford comes back. Maybe something like that. I don't know. I've done this with every player. I'm trying Kuminga. Give him another crack at it. Bring Draymond off the bench. I'd be open to that. Moody Pods at two. I don't know that there's a big difference there. Will Richard deserves more of a look. It's clear.
Yeah. Draymond's played 23 games, Donnie. If I asked you to guess how many minutes he's playing on a nightly basis, what would your number be?
Well, it's going to be it's probably 27.
Yeah, no, 27.4.
Right, which is really 29 because he got ejected in eight minutes and he got hurt in 9 minutes. So he doesn't get ejected.
I was like, that's kind of low to me. But all right, I hear you.
But I mean, he's been at like 28, 29, 28, 27, something like that the last three
years. I guess what does a reduced role look like?
22 to 24.
Man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Big Willie is in Sunnyvale. What's up, Big Willie? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Happy holidays.
I got you.
Caller, very listener.
Hey, real quick, Big Willie, I got to ask you this. If they call you Big Willie, you got to be 6'4", 6'5".
Goo, like you, I'm built for comfort, not for speed. Okay, and number two.
What's that mean?
I'm too tall. That'd be a conversation. But appreciate your niceties. I have a fun Steiny story I want to share later, but I want to go through my quick takes. Longtime season ticket holder for the Warriors. I really want to see one for the thumb, for Kirk, for everybody, for all the whole organization. You know, I grew up, you know, as a little kid, like most of us, cherishing this team from a great timeout to the Eric Musselman days all the way through. We can roll off names later. But feelings aside, I just feel like we just have to appreciate what we've seen so far, if you know what I'm saying. I think it's hard to see this team constructed the way it was during those winning years and those winning moments. I feel like we lack the connector players, if you know what I'm talking about, the Livingstons, the Iguodalas, the, you know, you take the Bulls blueprint, you know, the Judd Bushlers and the Luke Longleys. You know, I just really, really hope that, you know, and I don't think Giannis will help, even if we get him. It'll take a lot more than just having the Greek Freak help out Curry. Another comment real quick. I saw the great Peter King here in the Bay Area, just serendipitously. I'll keep it anonymous, just in the spirit of confidentiality. And I went up to him. I said, first of all, ABCXYZ, I grew up reading your articles in SI. I have one quick question as a season takeover Warrior fan. What do you think about the Warriors' chances for the fifth, right? And right away, snap reflex comment, he said back to me, what are you going to do with Draymond Green's contract? I'll leave it at that.
All right.
Last but not least, Steiny, I had my Steiny moment with you in 2010 at the NBA Summer League. Took a selfie together back when Twitter was just called Twitter 4 years into their company. And I went up to you and I told you, because back then you had the whole voice recorder thing and you were always Mr. Breaking News. Shout out to Woj. And I told came up to you and said, Epe Udo is sidelined. He's injured. And you pulled me aside and you sat me down for a quick 90 seconds. And we had a moment. So I hope to see you, Goo. I hope to meet you one day.
Well, you haven't seen me real quick, Bill, Big Willie. You got me thinking, and people, I'm 6'5", about 230, 235, so I'm still hooping, but I didn't like you painting me out to be offensive.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find me. I didn't like it.
Hey, shout out to Trent Williams. Okay.
Hey,
let me. If are you the one when I met you, we were like at the top of the bleachers.
Actually, we were at the bottom. I was wearing a white Tommy Hilfiger just undershirt.
Oh, that's right.
T-shirt.
2002.
You remember?
No, I don't.
I
don't remember, but I appreciate you, buddy. And I'm glad that I gave you some time. All right. Thanks, Big Willie. Appreciate the call.
Turn on YouTube.
For what?
I'm talking about I'm built for comfort. Sonny, what's that mean?
You really do have a FOMO problem, I've noticed.
FOMO.
Yeah, fear of missing out. Whenever anyone else is the subject of a conversation.
Kitty's shaking his head. Yes, go ahead.
It's almost it's a personal affront and you need to be involved.
You know, I worry about my figure. I try to get to the 24-hour fitness as much as I can. I didn't like, I'll just ask him about his name.
Mm-hmm.
What is built for comfort?
I'm not sure.
He goes, like you, Goo, I'm built for comfort, Ken. And I'm not.
Somebody's saying on the chat line that maybe, you know, I think envisions you like Big Baby Glenn Davis.
I ain't there yet. I'm hooping and I'm playing guard.
Maybe he meant you're not fat, you're thick.
No, he said, like you, Goo, I'm built for comfort. That's a blanket.
Should I go take a call or you want to talk about yourself? We can.
Real quick, the bit of you trying to remember, you don't remember what coffee you had this morning, that you can remember that.
I actually do remember meeting some guys, but it was at the top of the bleachers.
He thought he got it. Anyway, yeah, take a call.
All right. Let's go to Caleb. Caleb's in Newark.
Oh, man.
Hey, Caleb, what's up, buddy?
What up, fellas?
Hey.
Caleb.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Oh, snap. Yeah, happy holidays, guys. Hey, but before I get into what I'm about to say, man, hey, shout out to Giddings, man. He's no longer E, Goo. He's Big E right now.
I like that.
Yeah, there you go. But let's talk about Draymond. I know Stoney, you know, that's obviously one of his favorite players. I think, look, the whole Draymond Green thing is fascinating for me because whoever's campaigning to get rid of Draymond, I mean, clearly he just doesn't watch basketball. There's no doubt. He turns the ball over a lot. He's always been like that. I get it. And he's not played well recently. I'm all for experimenting him coming off the bench. Absolutely. I don't think there's a problem with that. A guy coming off the bench and playing 20 to 25 minutes and being a guy who brings effort, a guy like Draymond who can push the pace, obviously defensively. I mean, the guy was a finalist last year for Defensive Player of the Year. So It's not just a Draymond issue. The team as a whole just hasn't been playing well. But I think getting rid of Draymond, you have to get, if you're going to do that, you got to get someone who's really, really, really better as far as a starter. Coming off the bench, I don't think that's a crazy thing, though.
Hey, Caleb, let me lay this on you, and I was about to do it to Stani. Because I know you're a Dray fan. Do you think maybe he's outgrown the system or the offense has outgrown him? Like, that could just be natural.
I mean, possibly, but I think Draymond is still a big part of this team. Like I said, if he's coming off the bench, if he can play like that Andre Iguodala role, like, I don't see a problem with that. You know what I mean? But if you're going to – my last thing, dude, if you're going to get rid of Draymond, you got to get someone who you are comfortably confident in that can be just as impactful as him.
Appreciate it, Caleb.
Happy holiday, brother.
I mean, and that's like – yes, if you could trade Draymond and you like the trade, make it. But I don't believe Draymond has a lot of value to other teams. So I'm not in the get rid of Draymond camp. If you could get something for him and you like it, yes, I'd be open to it. But no, I'm not saying get rid of him. I'm saying, can we limit his minutes a little bit more?
And what
can
I'm,
we talk about him, a possibility of him coming off the bench? Nobody's saying lose this guy for the next 2 years. I don't know how you would do that anyway. Yeah, can we take a look at him as objectively as we've taken a look at Kuminga and Pods and Horford and Butler?
And that's where I was going. And that's the bottom line. It's a double standard, which he's benefiting from and he created because of how well he's been. But there's no doubt in my mind, partner, if this were any other player on the Warriors, believe you me, they would already have had this task completed of a reduced role. There's just no doubt about it. That's how bad he's playing.
Nick's in Ohio. Hey, Nick. How you doing?
Hello, guys.
Yeah.
Me again. But anyway, some more thoughts about the Warriors.
All right.
Going back to what Gene said earlier, or referring to Kerr, holding off with the young players because they're rookies, let the old guys play.
Yep.
That reminds me of Dan Campbell, you know, football with the Lions, who insist a lot of times to go for it on fourth down. Sometimes he does it from midfield, you know, I mean, but his excuse is, well, that's who we are. Well, that's who they were last year. This year, it's not working because our O-line is just depleted. And Kerr has this insistence and this stubbornness about this is who we are. But it's no longer 2015. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he doesn't adapt, or he's not adapting well to the changes in the game and the limitations of the team. And as far as Draymond getting traded, if that were ever considered, is it too crazy to think, what if they moved him to a team that has a lot of young players and they're not doing well? They're poor defensive, where he could be, we could get maybe a pick or two, not necessarily number ones, but, and he could be kind of like a player assistant coach and help their defense, help their young guys. I think he's expendable at this point. I think you could get something for him that would help the team. And, that's my thoughts.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Nick. Thanks for calling in.
Well, Draymond's going nowhere where he can't win. He's already told us that. And you could
wouldn't report.
No, I'm just saying they, like, as far as that team wouldn't covet him because they know that if they're not close to a ring and him playing meaningful basketball in April, in May, he's not here for that. And he's told us that.
Well, I mean, if what's my guy? That Brandon Miller,
yeah, from Charlotte.
Yeah, if Charlotte says, hey, we'll give you Brandon Miller for Draymond Green,
but they
Draymond
would never
have
do
fun
that.
In Charlotte. Yeah, no, of course not. But I'm just saying,
dude is a baller.
Who?
Miller?
They stink.
Yeah. Who doesn't in the league? What's up with the Cavs?
OKC.
I asked you, were they a fluke?
Chicago Jason, a $20 chat.
Damn.
Super chat. Evan about to deliver play-by-play like Santa. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, 95.7 The Game. That's from one of our favorites, Chicago Jason 1, on the YouTube chat.
Not all five, right, but $20.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, it's Willard from Willard and Dibbs coming up at 2 o'clock. Now back to Steinie and Goo. Steinie and Goo, you're having a great show today, guys. Keep it going.
Wheel! All right.
Thanks, Willard.
What a B. This is Cool J right here, Steinie.
Really appreciate it. What's that?
LL Cool J.
Now that's got to be dated.
You know what the L stand for, right? LL?
Let me think.
LL Cool J. What do you think?
Little League.
Ladies love.
Oh, God.
Yeah, ladies love Cool J. I'm bad.
Cool James.
Let me guess. I'm going to tell. I'm trying to get. When I got some news, I always wonder if Guru will be for it or against it.
And why do you smile when it's against it? Like, you want me in agony.
This is one I could do without. Snoop Dogg is going to be an analyst for a Warriors game against the Clippers on January 5th on NBC. He's going to be an analyst for the second half of that game.
He'll be high. It's okay. I'm there, man. You've heard him do the UFC fights and the boxing, Stoney. Dude is cool. Snoop is doing it all. Forget Dibs and Shaq. There's Snoop. Stoney's got his hands in everything.
Yeah, I know.
He'll be doing the play-by-play or he'll color.
Yeah, he'll do the analyst work.
He's done baseball, too.
Snoop?
Yeah, for the Brewers he was on for a little bit.
Ken, there's no way I can prove this to you all. But when I return to the caddy after this show, I'm going to fire that up. What was he saying?
Honestly, I don't even think he knew what he was saying. He was just trying to call the game as he was only on for like a segment.
Okay, I got
it. Wasn't more than like a half inning or a full inning.
I mean, I got to believe he's pretty familiar with the Clippers and the Warriors, probably more so than the Brewers.
But he's a Laker diehard. He'll probably just take shots at the Clippers. Sonny, what is going on with Ballmer and that team?
They just beat somebody good. No,
that's one game. Look at their record.
Right. It's more proof.
They are old.
The Warriors are older.
But we got Guy Santos's and Pods. They don't have nothing. And they just lost Zubats.
What happened?
Grade 2 ankle sprain. He'll be out a month. Uh-oh. Now we can't get Zubats either. Jan in Mountain View.
Our girl. She'll be happy after a win.
Hey, Jan.
Yes, good afternoon. Well, happy holidays, and I wish you both the best.
Thank
and
you.
Hope Giddings does great tonight with the Warriors broadcast. That's a big step up for him. Good luck. I'm also wishing the 49ers a big win tonight. Now that they made it to the playoffs, and hope they can make it all the way to the finish line and pushing for our quarterback tonight, Purdy, and hope that they can help him out and he can, you know, perform like he did in that last game. But I'm gonna, you know, make my point short, and that is that Draymond came into the league and Steve Kerr took over. Steve put Damon Lee on the bench. You have to remember.
Yep.
And he took a lesser role. And I think it's about time that Draymond, even though he's real close to Curry and whatnot, he needs to. I mean, you don't have to start to finish. They always say it's better to. It's better to finish than to start. Well. Maybe this is where he could, if he just got his act together and maybe get less turnovers, he'd be in the finishing role and he'd have a better, he'd have a better outcome. But, you know, Curry wants him to also start because Curry depends on him. Well, it's Curry, you need to wake up and see who's turning the ball over more. It isn't Butler, it's Draymond.
Right.
And I don't like to say this either, but Curry commits a lot of turnovers because he's the main ball handler. But those two have to, if they want to start stacking wins, they both have to. They both have to start, paying attention to what Butler brings, and that is to, take care of the ball and, try and, get better because who wants to come play here if they see all these sloppy fouls and turnovers like have been happening?
Yeah.
So go Warriors and go 49ers.
Happy holidays, Jay.
Yeah. Thanks, Jan. Appreciate you.
But who's the David Lee? Who would be the Draymond Green? I mean, a guy that's
made more than David Lee was making.
No, but see, when I use this money, you're like, oh, that's just this and that. But my bottom line is, I'm talking about. I look at Kuminga like he's not part of the future, But then you could say Geese. That's my only problem, Stoney. They're probably like, all right, guys, smart asses, you want Dre out of the starting lineup, and we're 3 weeks away from moving Kuminga. Who's going in? And Warrior fans might have 10 different names, but that has a lot to do with it, too. I don't think there's a young Draymond Green on this Warrior bench. But you could say, that maybe that was supposed to be TJD if he had shown them more than he had up to this point. I don't know. I'm just pondering.
The guy would be Kuminga. He would be the natural.
Man.
He would be the natural guy to step in there.
Isn't it too late, though, now? Well, on the eve or what it feels like eve of trading him?
Let me tell you what is unbelievable to me.
Okay, I think I know where you're going.
We're going to be okay. Like, we're going to be okay with moving Kuminga in a month. But we can't even question Draymond Green. And you just said, well, I just don't think Kuminga's, part of the future anymore.
I hope I'm wrong, but yeah.
And Draymond is. Like, what are we doing?
He earned that to them, though, Stoney. He's a made man.
You could make a case.
I thought Clay was, too, but they moved Clay. Make a case. Go ahead. You can't be this surprised. But you are right in regard to the
My point is this.
Microscope under Kuminga and then Dre, everybody's Helen Keller.
If he continues to play like this, it's going to have to happen.
All right.
It has to. And again, Draymond's not an idiot. I could see him saying, let's try it. He's done it before. Let's go to Fast Eddie in Sausalito. Hey, Fast Eddie.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I want to see if you guys can help me out with a stat. I looked on Google twice, and I was looking up Draymond Green's assist-to-turnover ratio for his career without any assist to Steph Curry.
Oh my God.
It came out 3 assists to 1 turnover, which is really bad. And so my thought is that he has to play with Curry because when he doesn't play with Curry, his turnover ratio is atrocious. And, I think he has to just play him together and take him out together. But other than that, he's really hurting the team. And I'm a big Kuminga fan, and it's really sad that he's not getting more playing time.
Yeah, thanks, Fast Eddie. Appreciate it. 3-1's a pretty good assist-to-turnover ratio. I mean, I don't know what to make of that because he's going to have a lot of turnovers thrown at the staff, and he's going to have a lot of turnovers thrown at the...
So is that what his is, 3-1?
No.
He
wishes.
No, that's where I was like, well, there's our answer. I was
3-1. Curry's never had a 3-1.
But you had me thinking, well, man, what is his?
Whose?
Dre's. That's when
probably,
you find it.
Probably 2-1 now.
It's probably his lowest of his career, right? It has to be, just with the turnovers alone. And you don't have the benefit of passing it to another Klay Thompson. Well, you got Jimmy, but you know what I mean. He was out there passing that thing to Steph and the Splash Brothers and Durant. You know what I mean? Like, wow.
His third year in the league. He was, this is about the worst. He's under 2-1 because he doesn't rebound like he's rebounded in the past, or he doesn't he's at a 5.2 assists, 3.2 turnovers. That's not a great ratio, and this is what people hate, but it's even a worse ratio when you're averaging 8 points a game and you're shooting 39% from the field and 33% from the foul line and 65% from the free throw line.
That ain't it.
Matt's in Oakland. Hey, Matt. How you doing?
What up, gents?
Hey, gents.
How we doing?
All right. Doing well, thank you.
I don't want to sound like a broken record, but the last guy is going to make my point for it. You can't diss your listeners, but I'm going to.
Oh.
The guy's an idiot. 3-1 turnover ratio is excellent. It's not just good, it's excellent, especially for somebody who's not a guard. And this is the guy who just said, oh, I love Kuminga, blah, blah, blah. You know, listen, Kerr's playing the people that he has. I don't know what people are talking about. He's got to adjust, whatever. The guy's played every single person on the roster trying to find something that's going to win, and he just doesn't have anything. I mean, what I would recommend doing, and I've said this before, I mean, Detroit would probably hang up on you if you asked for us or Thompson, but I think Draymond could really help the Pistons, like, a lot, because they're in a spot now where they could definitely, you know, they could certainly challenge the Knicks to get into the finals, and Draymond's not getting any younger, and, you know, they have, like, 3 centers and 3 power forwards on their roster. They're loaded. I don't know if Tobias Harris would be the guy or Stewart or whatever. I mean, I would give him virtually anything to get Ausar Thompson if you could get Draymond to him. And I don't think it's the dumbest thing ever. I think he's a guy who could really help them. And, Kerr's doing the best with what he's got. That just drives me absolutely nuts. And then, Draymond and Butler aren't working. Trade him now while you can. I think the Pistons would listen if you, if you could work something out. I mean, Robinson and Thompson would work. I think they don't think the Pistons would go for that.
Right.
But, you know, maybe you could get somebody out of them. But who knows? I mean, Ausar Thompson is really good, and he'll be good for the future. But I really think Draymond could put those guys over the top because he wouldn't have to play center. And he could teach these guys how to win, which they don't quite know how to do yet. Anyway, the only other thing I got to say is go Bears, man. Oh, my goodness. They're finally good. Thank heavens.
Congratulations, man.
Have a good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Yep. Cheers. All right.
Okay. Let me just run down some Pistons guys.
Let's see if I can do it. I can name you five.
Okay.
Isaiah Stewart.
Yeah.
Green. Cade Cunningham, obviously.
What's Green's first name?
Javondre or
Javonte Green.
Yeah. What's my boy Tobias Harris?
Yep.
Paul Reed. Who else, Donnie?
Bobby Clinton.
Nah, I didn't. Is he on there? I tried to get you some, Donnie.
White guy, shooter. My gosh. Really good shooter. That's all I can do.
Give it to me. Who is he?
Former Heat.
Oh, Hero.
Duncan Robinson.
That was Hero. All right, go ahead. I'll cut you.
Problem with trading with Detroit is the player you get back, no one will have heard of and then will automatically think isn't very good.
No, man. But he's right. We had this conversation. Detroit was at the top of my list. I'm fantasy basketball. If Dre got to another team, my gosh, and Detroit is it, Stoney. Then you said Lakers. I like that one, too. But Detroit. What happened to him?
He's hurt.
But hurt what? Like, what is it?
Day to day.
Oh, it's load management, wink, wink.
Mm.
Who's missed more games, Curry or Luka, without you looking?
Curry.
I just did it to...
Because Luka's in the scoring leaders.
Well, that's a fact.
Curry might be there now.
And that was why it only took a game or two. And nothing on Detroit that you would... You know what I mean? Cade, you ain't getting him.
Okay. I would trade Draymond for... I mean, you want me to run down the list?
No, I don't think we'd be shocked at this point.
Problem is, Detroit's got some good young players.
They got a good young team.
Here's the other thing. It's like, they're not trading for Draymond.
Okay. All right.
And you know who else isn't trading for... You know who's not trading for Giannis? San Antonio. Why would they trade for Giannis?
No, they don't.
Like, they have to
Giannis
find out.
Giannis might be an old man for the Spurs. I'm telling you, go ahead.
I mean, they have to, like, when you're as young as the Spurs, you've got to start going to the playoffs and finding out if you're good enough.
But they got some action.
You know, it was a joke. You know what I'll never forget? The heck was it? Was it the semifinals? Clown shows. I think you might have been one of them.
Hey, look at you. Why don't you throw me in there? But go ahead.
Here it is. Let me get this right.
Trying to rip me.
Yeah. When Oklahoma City, they get to the playoffs.
Went 7 with Denver.
And they lose. And people are like, uh-oh, may want to break up Oklahoma City. I mean, I don't think they can get over the top. How are they ever going to beat Denver? Well, they have 9 guys who are 24. So you might want to let that marinate a little bit. Remember that? I remember it.
But they didn't lose. Oh, yeah, because they were close and... Anyway, yeah, they're sitting pretty right now. The Spurs are right behind them. Minnesota.
What about them?
Big win over the weekend. I think you put something to the effect Friday howling.
No, I didn't.
You did? Oh, no, I was having.
No, I didn't. No, they're not. They're not going anywhere.
I know that. When'd you come around? What do they have too much of? The problem is,
in your mind, going to the Western Conference Finals isn't going anywhere. So that's why
I said
they made 2 consecutive Western Conference Finals, but they're in somehow more of a mess than the Warriors. Where's your 14 and 15?
Portland can't beat any other team not named the Warriors. It is just fascinating.
That's a little bit of an exaggeration.
Yeah, but they beat them 3 times.
Yeah, they've got 10 wins. Portland.
12.
Exactly. So that's just a matchup that they own.
And your boy came back over the weekend, Trae Young.
And they lost.
That is
both games.
He had the game. He got fouled. They didn't call
both
it.
Both games.
Welcome to the league. Dude, he got fouled. It was a blatant foul. And I just don't know how you just hold and swallow the whistle. Shout out Too Short. Not blow, you swallow it. Give me a score tonight, Niners, Colts. Give me, honestly.
Well, I'm not going to give you a score, but I will say this. 5.5 seems like a lot of points. Mm. So I would have to bet on the Colts to cover.
I'm going 26-17 Niners.
He's going to bet on the Niners to cover?
Yeah, that would constitute a cover.
By the way, I did not bet on Tulane.
What, you would have been a dum-dum. Well, plus 17 is a lot. Dude, I'm here for you, buddy.
I don't want you. I don't want you around
me. You see, I didn't reach out to you after the game. I told Evan privately. He'll come back when he's ready.
You know what's funny?
It was 14 down to start. I go, this is over. Damn, I wanted to see a good game for you. See, I root for you.
He says it wasn't. Was the final at JMU, Oregon?
900-2.
No, JMU scored some points, I think.
Like 51-31 or something like that?
That's not that bad.
Stoddy, it was up something to nothing. Like, dude.
34-6 at half.
Thank you.
Good run.
Is that Grandy?
Yep.
He went to the Oregon game. How was that, Grandy?
Is it raining up there?
Yeah, it rained basically every second I was up there, other than the 4 hours I was at the stadium.
Oh, nice.
Grandy drove to Oregon.
Who you got next?
We've got Texas Tech on New Year's
morning.
I'll
root for Oregon on that one.
You don't like the Red Raiders?
No. Texas. Who's Georgia got? Georgia has Ole Miss. I'll root for Ole Miss. See, we want to be. We now I want Ole Miss to be the champion, so we can say.
No, Stoddy, stop.
We were right there with Ole Miss.
Georgia, Ole Miss, Miami, Ohio State, Indiana, Texas Tech.
Let
me tell you who's getting thumped.
Miami.
Yes. Miami is going to get
thumped. That defense played their tail off.
They're going to get thumped. What's the line of that game? And I hate to do it to
Miami. I text you. I had to. I text Grandy, have a good time on the trip before he left.
Thanks, Q.
Yeah. Now, why would I share that?
What is?
You look lost.
I am. I'm just going to play something.
All right. Hey, quit calling the plays, all right?
Hey, we got to run the ball. Six down
there. Let me pass. Watch. We'll run the ball.
Can we run it down there?
Just play
center. We run it down.
Yeah, Jeff. Okay, so we will. All right. We call pass plays. Block. He's calling plays.
Go sit down.
He's calling
Sit down.
I will sit down. Y'all quit yelling.
Hey, go sit down.
No, we're cool. Y'all quit yelling.
Over here telling us
he's doing it.
Come on. Okay.
He's yelling at us.
You don't have to go yet.
No.
Oh, I know who it is. That's a Peyton Manning.
That is a
Jeff
classic.
Saturday. They had
I'm
Jeff Saturday.
I'm going to hear it again.
They had Jeff Saturday on the morning roast today. That's why they played that.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you 2005 talk. Against the Rams.
Man, they were going at it. And friends to this day.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Supposedly. All right, Goo. We got a couple more minutes here. What's on your list?
Evan left, Evan right, Evan up the middle. Like, I truly am excited. Like, I can't wait for the pregame show, man.
I wonder if he has to do the pre. I guess he does.
Yes.
He's got to do the half-hour pregame show.
Mm-hmm.
He's used to doing the other pregame show.
Now, I should know. No, there'll be where he's going to call the game from is where I see him up. He won't be at the scorer's table.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Those guys are now up at the top of the first level. Did I see Blake Griffin's been nominated to make the Basketball Hall of Fame?
I mean, would you be shocked?
For what?
Oh, my God. Jumping over that dunk contest, 90. Lob City was, it existed. Come on now. DeAndre Jordan right behind.
Who are, you know, these.
Jamal Crawford, too.
No, that he belongs.
Do you have the whole list in front of you?
No, Candace Parker is also part of that.
She's in. I thought she was in already.
Mike D'Antoni, Joe Johnson.
Joe Johnson, that boy could score.
And Elena
Del Don. Oh, my gosh.
Who?
Elena Del Donny. Elena Del Don, yeah.
Del Don and Parker should go in. That's it.
Mike D'Antoni?
No.
Oh, stop.
What's he done?
Same thing Nelson did.
Well, he doesn't have as many wins. See, that's the thing. Like, none of the. So it's Mike D'Antoni.
Joe Johnson deserves to be in.
No, he shouldn't be in.
Are you kidding me?
Jamal Crawford should be a no. And who are the other guys?
Also Bruce Pearl, excuse me. Bruce Pearl and Kelvin Sampson.
Everybody's in.
For what? What's the furthest Bruce Pearl?
He's got to a Final Four, I got to believe.
They're up for the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame next year.
If it was your Hall of Fame, you would have four people in there.
That's right.
Joe Johnson?
They can't all be Larry Bird.
Right.
The Right. So you just, you allow marginal players in there. Not marginal, but they're all good players.
What if we did a deep dive on the worst basketball player in the NBA Hall of Fame? Like, who comes to mind? Like, one that really, truly, you got a scholarship to get in. And I bet that person was going to be better in college than they were at the pro. But you hating on my boy Joe Johnson. He was a bucket, man.
Right.
You hate scorers.
Well, I just don't like guys who have just done it for a while and then you just put them in the Hall of Fame. I mean, it's like, let me look at some
of
these.
But we probably got 100 of those in there.
Well, that's the point. That's why they're all going to get in.
Mm.
Oh, we got to go. What do we got coming up here?
Willard and Dibbs.
Yeah. Willard and Dibbs coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.